Warning: Modest Joint is a high-velocity, turbulent roller coaster, exceeding speeds of 420 miles per hour. This ride is not intended for children. Pregnant women may not ride. If you have panic attacks, fits of rage, you're a stripper, have high blood pressure, respiratory issues, glaucoma, depression, or arthritis, jump on this mofo, buckle your seatbelts, and enjoy Modest Joint. Hey, how you doing? Come on in. Good to see you at the joint this week. There's the steel folding chair. Funny, I had someone over not too long ago. I like to call him Frisco. Anyways, he was shocked to see that I really did have a steel folding chair at the joint. I am Michael Modest, the host of Modest Joint. I have the will to fight. Do you? I'm really glad to see you here. Got a few things for you. Gonna have a poem. As always, my top 10. I'm gonna talk a little bit about this past weekend at WCWC. And some different things. I got little treats and gizmos and gadgets and what have yous and whatnots. First, let me talk a little bit about the WC. You can check it out at www.wc-wc.com. First of all, I want to talk about a tag team up there called Bobby and Derek. Together they are domestic partnership. Well, just recently, the third member of their team, these guys are all from Canada and fantastic workers. They were trained by Lance Storm, if that tells you anything. So their third member, Kyle, joined their little clique, and now they're going to be called Ménage à Trois. Three of them, and they do like a gay gimmick. Anyways, these guys are pretty funny. They went and played skeet ball while we were up there in Oregon. I got to the hotel, and they went and played skeet ball. I went and did some other stuff. But I got to the show, and they said, "Hey, Mike, hey, we have this little present we got for you. We all pitched in our tickets. We went and played skeet ball, and we pitched in together, and we got you this little present." And they pull out this long, like, cush ball. You know, it's long, I don't know, maybe 12 inches. And it's pink, hot pink, and it's got these little barbs that stick out all over the place. You know, but it's real soft and squeezy. And on one end, it's got these little eyeballs. And on the other end, it's got a little thing you push, and it makes it color up inside, like little lights. Anyways, it was pretty damn cool. And I told him right when I saw it, I said, "You know, I think I'm going to use that in my match tonight." And they were like, "Oh, dude, that would be such an honor." And so I did, man. One of them found a burlap sack, believe it or not, at the building. And what I did was I started the show with a promo saying that I had called a good friend of mine, Jake the Snake Roberts, and asked him to send me a little backup to take care of this guy, Gentleman George Michaels, up there in Oregon. So anyways, the fans all thought it was a snake. I had fans scared all night. They all thought it was a snake. Gentleman George did a great job working the gimmick, working the shtick, and running from the thing. And at the beginning of the match, we toyed around with a little bit, and then I grabbed the mic and I said, "George, you want to see what you've been running from all night? The same thing you're always scared of, your own shadow." And I pulled out this silly looking little thing, or this 12 inch little, it wasn't real little. I pull it out and then I drew it back and shot it at him like a slingshot. And it hit him right in the chest and it made a great little pop. And the kids all fought for it. What a great gimmick. Just goes to show you how you can take so many different little things that happen in your everyday life, especially when you're on the road, And you can kind of incorporate that into what's happening. Anyways, I had a great time up there. It was a lot of fun. I'll be back at the Regional Sports Center. We had another record-breaking attendance up there in Oregon at the Regional Sports Center. We are building a very, very nice crowd, man. So we will be back May 16th at the Regional Sports Center, WCWC, Michael Modest versus Dr. Cleaver. Now, you should see this guy. He's a freak, man. He's 6'7", 270 pounds, has this huge, crazy black mohawk. This match will be for the number one contendership for the belt, the heavyweight champion of Oregon, WCWC, trying to get a shot at that title. I also want to send out congratulations to Mike Santiago and Bolo for winning the WC Tag Team belts. They took them from me and Gallo. But they didn't actually beat us. You know what I'm saying? It was a three-way thing. One of these new fandangled, fancy-ass matches. I'm not really used to this shit, this, like, three-way dance stuff. But, you know, I went along with it, and it was a hell of a good match. And in the end, Eric Baden was pinned by Bolo, and they got the tag team belts. So I'm looking forward to wrestling those guys and getting a rematch with GQ Gallo out of Arizona. This weekend, Michael Modest will be with the NAW in Lodi, California. For more info, you can go to my MySpace, myspace.com/Michael Modest. I'm going to have them post something about it in my comments, and I think they already have, but I'm going to have them repost it so it'll be fresh. It's going to be kind of cool. Honky Tonk's going to be there and a bunch of other stars, and it's going to be like a convention thing. Greg Valentine, it's going to be a blast. I'm really looking forward to it. Also, hot off the presses, Pro Wrestling Iron is rising. In negotiations right now with Global Wrestling Promotions currently, GWP is MySpace for pro wrestling and pro wrestling related businesses. For example, merchandise makers or sellers, photographs, wrestlers, indie workers, announcers, referees, tattoo artists, also strippers. Remember, girls, pro wrestlers are always on the road and they get very lonely. They're just looking for a little taste of what they left at home. So even strippers could make a buck off of GWP. So I tell everybody, man, go check it out at www.globalwrestlingpromotions.com. You can also check it out at my website, www.mikemodest.com. Look for Pro Wrestling Iron Rising. And here's a little poem I got for you. This week, I've been inspired as of late, and this poem presently remains untitled, but anyways, here goes. Honey, I'll get it. I don't mind. Yes, I know I'm fucking blind. You look great. No, you're not fat. Yes, I love that fucking hat. Watch my language, the seven seas. A sailor's mouth is not for me. The lid is down, toothpaste is rolled, to what you say and what I'm told. You need an aspirin? Big headache? Not in the mood? Oh boy, that's great. Jenna, Nina, they're good to go. My friend Jasmine is not a hoe. Oh. Okay, the pornos go. Dust spray, it goes upon the rag. Wash the dishes, the garbage bagged. Get a job? But I have six. You're right, of course. The pay is the shits. Flip a burger, French a fry. build a house 2 stories high. Shoveled snow, sold the wood, the beans I stocked, my effort good. Complain, a moan, that's all I get. I'm so mad I could spit, and you're a cunt. Yeah, I know, it didn't rhyme, but I felt it way past time. To be real, to be blunt, you heard me right, you're a cunt. A word profound, it is a noun. It describes a bitch that is not down. So anyways, there's my poetry for the day. You know, Leaping Lanny, man, he's kind of an inspiration for me. He probably doesn't remember, but when I was just, I don't know, 16, maybe 17 years old, I saw him at Arco Arena, and he signed one of his frisbees for me. And I thought that was pretty cool. I don't have it anymore, of course. It was lost with many of my other possessions. But anyways, I thought it was pretty cool just the same. Well, we've almost come to a close here on Modest Joint. Happy 420, everybody. I recorded this yesterday, but for some reason it didn't go through. Next, here's my top 10. Top 10 favorite answers to is wrestling fake. Number 10, Crash Holly. I was with Crash, and some bitch asked him, "Hey, is wrestling fake?" And Crash just answered, "Are you a dirty little whore or a big slut?" The little whore said, "No, I'm not a whore or a big slut." And Crash said, "Well, I only talk to whores and sluts, and since you're a cunt, get the fuck away from me before I slap your rude ass." Number 8, favorite answer I've ever heard for, is wrestling fake? Dr. D. David Schultz. It actually wasn't even an answer so much as a sound. It was the sound of one hand clapping on John Stossel's fucking face. Number 7, favorite answer to his wrestling fake. Jeff Jarrett said, and I think he quoted it from someone else, but I don't recall. I just remember hearing it from Jeff Jarrett. Jeff Jarrett said, "For those who love it, no explanation is necessary. For those who don't love it, no explanation will do." My number 6 favorite answer for is wrestling fake. "I understand your confusion on the subject. I was just wondering the same thing about your tits." And that came directly from me. Yours truly, Michael Modest. When asked about it, you know, by some bitch. Anyways, number 5. My favorite answer to is wrestling fake. "How old are you?" And the kid says, this is a kid, it's a 16-year-old kid at a high school that said, "Is wrestling fake?" And Roland Alexander said, "How old are you?" The kid said, 16. Roland says, "And you don't know?" I thought that was clever. All the kids started laughing at him and pointing fingers. My number 4 favorite answer to his wrestling fake. Donovan Morgan, when asked, Donovan said, "Do you know the actual definition of fake or real? Look it up in the fucking dictionary. Answer your own dumb fucking question, asshole." Number 3 favorite answer to his wrestling fake. "It's as real as I want it to be. I giveth the way I receiveth. Too Cold Scorpio," or Flash Funk, you know, he was the same guy. Anyways, he's the one that said that. Number 2 favorite answer to is wrestling fake. "Get over here and let me show you, you motherfucker!" Big Van Vader. And my number 1 favorite answer to the question, is wrestling fake, came from a friend of mine named Chris Candido. God bless his soul. Chris responded to a waitress that asked him that question, and Chris Candido said, yes, 100% fake. In fact, most of the time we aren't even in the ring. It's all smoke and mirrors. They use green screen, you know. Anyways, I appreciate you kicking back in the steel folding chair and listening to me bitch and moan just a little bit. You've been listening to Michael Modest and Modest Joint. I have the will to fight. Wrestling is hardcore. Make sure you hit me up on MySpace at myspace.com/MichaelModest. Go to my website at www.mikemodest.com. As always, make sure you check out Who's Slamming Who every week. And peace to all of you.